Okay, everybody, for those of you who are wondering why I got angry a minute ago, let me just play you what blind educator said.
Hello, this is blind educator, and I am here to address two individuals, Brandon Armstrong and Will Walsh. Brandon, quiet being a dick. Don't you mean quit being a dick? And if you're responding finally to what I've replied to you about your book, which I didn't listen to because I was at work, I just saw your tweet, but I'm assuming you were talking about you receiving the 5S. And the only reason I posted that is because you went on and on back in March or April about you getting and counting down to the day of you getting the Nexus 5. And how proud you were going to be, and how you were not going to have any regrets, and Android was the bomb, and this and that. Even back then, I tried to tell you, Android is usable, it is doable, and somewhat accessible. However, you would not be as lucky or as productive with Android as you were when you were using the iPhone. Most of the apps that you were using on the iPhone, I told you way back then, that were not going to be that accessible. I know this because I use all three mobile platforms, Windows, iPhone, and Android. And you still went on ahead. And what happens after the first day or two? You start tweeting away, asking all these developers to make their apps accessible. Even though you had a warning and you didn't care, you were going to work with them, and you were going to be the one that was going to have these developers make them accessible. We've had countless advocates on Android to try to make Android accessible. That is why Android is now as accessible as it is, way, way better than when 2.3, 2.2, and 2.1 came out. If it wasn't for those pioneers, Android wouldn't be as accessible as it is now. So don't come in here and say that you were going to change Android to be fully accessible just like iOS. We have a very good person that actually has been with Android since, I believe, 2.1 or 2.2. And he is such a fanatic of Android that he has countless Android phones.
Okay, let me stop here and address this issue. Number one, this individual has been with Android since 1.0. Not 2.5, 1.0.
And he's been working with developers, and they have respected his views, suggestions, and some of them have been implemented. And I believe it's because of that individual who lives in Missouri that made Android as accessible as it is now with Jelly Bean and KitKat. And when you're in KitKat, or when you were in Android, I should say, you were bashing iOS and you were talking smack about people who went from iPhones to Androids and went back to iPhones. You couldn't stand those people because they would talk ill. And you would say, no, it's not the system, it's the phones you get. And you got a plain vanilla Android with the Nexus. And how you would never go back to iOS because of the closed garden in how Android you can do lots. That is what I was referring to. Wasn't being a dick. I was just pointing out that you were warned before making the jump, and if you would have just made comments, your observations only, or possibly stuck to experiences rather than experiences and observations, which are two different things, and stopped using definitive words like you would never go back, or everything, or any of those words, nobody would have given you any grief. And the nerve for you to, once you've gotten Android, posted an Apple Viz and telling everybody to live with it, people. Android is here to stay. You were putting out that Android flag like no one's business. You were waving it around to everybody. And now when WWDC came out, you're now seeing the benefits of iOS. What happened to that flag that you were waving on everybody's face? What happened to the blowhorn that you were yelling into about Android? That is what I was referring to. Okay? Wasn't being a dick, but just pointing out stuff that you personally have stated. And what's this about when people bash you for your opinions, for your observations, that everybody has a right for their own opinions, and if they don't like it, to just leave it, because it is not just one view, it could be multiple. You get bent out of shape when you speak your mind and other people don't like it. But yet when people point it out to you, then you get hurt. Then you're all, leave me alone. That was standard and a hypocrite. Now, to you, Mr. Will Walsh. I believe the argument or the discussion or what, however you may want to view it, was between Mr. Armstrong and myself. And you decide to step in. I have no problem with this. But again, you did not know what happened in the past. You just saw a tweet, the current tweet, and that made you jump down my throat as well. First of all, I'm a dumb fuck and I should go back to Mexico where I belong. Now in days, how does that statement have any grounds with the cyber highway? It's not like if I cross the border and I get stopped asking for my papers, asking for my passport, and if I don't have them, I want to get turned away. If I'm in Mexico, you don't think that tweet can reach way down in Texas where he's at? And vice versa. If he's in Texas and if he tweets me, you think it's going to custom, the cyber customs are going to stop them and say, you ain't got a passport to cross the border. You need to stay here. And then tweets are not going to reach one another? Who the dumb fuck now? You don't even sure why you decided to step in. I guess you and him are good friends. That's good. Stand by your friend. But also, like him, think before you post something that will make you look ignorant. And if I go back, let me see. You say to leave him alone. I'm not there harassing him. I'm not there punching him. All I did was made a comment in the question, which, by the way, were not answered. And I don't care if he comes back to iOS or not. He can go to obviously freaking...
Okay, first of all, obviously he does. Okay, I'm not going to play any more of that, folks, but you be the judge of that. You know, obviously he does care if I come back to iOS. You know, and by the way, I'm going to point this out. Why should I be subjected to answer any question you pose toward me if you get this condescending attitude? You do that kind of an attitude, I'm not going to answer your question. That's just the rules of the game, folks. I'm not going to do it. So you be the judge of that.